Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah to God, be all the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I thank God to be alive. I thank God for you tonight. I thank God that with two or more gathered in his name, he said he'd be in the midst of us. And in the presence of the Lord, there truly is liberty. There's so many people in bondage, but I thank God that we love Jesus, that we serve Jesus. We love God the Father. We thank God for the greater one of the Holy Ghost being on the inside of us. We are born again, baptized believers, and we thank God for salvation on tonight. Our God is an awesome God, and we love him with all of our heart, our minds, our souls, and our strength. And I think God honors us as we come together on Tuesday night to pray. Pray without ceasing, his word says. He says in Luke 18, I think it's 17, will he find that kind of faith where men ought always to pray? And I thank God that some people like myself and Pastor Rebecca, the New Creation Church family, believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith on tonight. Prayer changes things. I'm sorry. I don't make apologies for it, but I know that prayer changes things. I've seen it in my life. I just experienced a miracle from the hand of God. I've seen God manifested and demonstrated his word that did not come back void in my life. He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain forever. So we got to trust in the word of God. We got to be in churches, the word of God. I'm not going to go there, but, oh, glory be to God. There's so much in my spirit, but I want to stay on point tonight because we're going to pray. But there are some things that I want to share before we go into prayer. I'm here with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I love her dearly. We've been married over 19 years, been together over 21 years, and we've done so much together, public speaking, winning awards and motivational speaking contests. Now we're pastoring the flock of God together and leading God's sheep together. So we thank God for our marriage. Marriage is a good thing. The Bible says he who has found a wife has found a good thing and finds favor with the Lord. And as I was in my hospital bed, my wife told me and reminded me that I have a Proverbs 31 wife. She rises up early. She helps people. She feeds people. She helps people. She takes care of her house. She sacrifices. She loves unconditionally. And her husband is known. He rises up and calls her blessed. And I'm calling my wife blessed tonight at the outset of our prayer time together. But there's some things I want to share. God dealt with me on this, and I don't know when he's going to release it or release me from it. But he says, son, every day you wake up, quote the Lord's Prayer. I memorize it, and normally I do it during weddings or funerals or baptisms and other sacred ceremonial services. But sometimes we don't hear the Lord's Prayer, maybe Holy Communion Sunday. We don't hear it as often as we used to because, you know, God, I don't think he want to box us in with a, I think this is a model prayer. That's just my take on it, that this is a model prayer of how to pray. But I'm just giving you what he gave me. He told me to quote the Lord's Prayer daily until he released me from it and to recite it, memorize it, and quote it daily. And I've been doing that in the hospital, and now that I'm out of the hospital, I do it daily. But I just want to share with you, coming from Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 9, where he says, when you give alms, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. He goes on to talk about fasting. Don't look like you're fasting, but wash your face and act like things are going well, but fast. Because if you fast and if you give your alms in secret, God's going to bless you publicly. And he talks about praying in your closet. There's a wonderful movie out called War Room where the lady had a prayer closet. And when we pray in private, God does something publicly in our lives. So it's something about that private time of prayer that when we get among people and they see that we're blessed or they see that we're strong in spite of what we're going through, it's our private time with God that builds us a reputation with people. But God says in Matthew chapter 6, when we do all this in secret, he'll bless us publicly. But right sandwiched in between that is the Lord's Prayer, his disciples. He told them, after this manner, therefore, pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Don't miss verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Somebody say the will of God. the will of God, or God's will. Verse 11, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And he has me reciting that daily, the Lord's Prayer. And I said, you know, God, why am I reciting that? And then he showed me about his will being done in earth as it is in heaven. And this is a prayer that my wife and I stand on a lot, coming from 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15 concerning prayer. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that we ask anything according to his will. There's that word again, his will, or the will of God. He hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. So in two Bible scriptures, we see the will of God being done as it relates to prayer. And as I was coming on tonight, God showed me that sometimes when we pray, we don't get what we ask God for. And I believe sometimes God says yes to us a lot when it comes to praying to God for things that we want of him. And then sometimes God says to us when we pray or when we ask him of things, not yet. Or in other words, wait, because I'm gonna give you a yes, but in due season. And then there are those times, like any good parent, God sometimes tells us no. Just flat out no. And as I was preaching, my wife showed me a video, and as I was preaching in that video, it said that there's a generation among us that don't like the word no, whether they're asking for money or a favor or for us to co-sign for them, for us to help them, or for us to do what they design of us. Sometimes this generation don't like the word no, and sometimes God give us that no. And I'm going to look very quickly at the life of Paul. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 to 10, he says, for this thing I besought the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, and persecutions, and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong, Paul said. In other words, Paul has something going on in his life that he wanted God to remove from him. Paul has something that was tormenting his life, and he prayed to God three times, not once, not twice, but three times. And God's response was that my grace is sufficient for thee. In other words, Paul received the will of God for his life. And he said, therefore, I take pleasure. Number one, I prayed, and I'm going to pray to God always. But number two, he said, I'm going to take pleasure. I'm going to keep my praise. I'm going to keep my joy in spite of the answer God gives me. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel God running through me right now. Regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you're praying, regardless of what you're waiting for God to do, keep your praise, keep your joy, and take pleasure. Keep a positive attitude. Oh, how important is that? So many people are walking away from God. They're not getting the answer that they want from God, and they choose to walk away from God instead of waiting on the Lord and being of good courage. Again, I said wait. And we got to wait on God. Yes. If it's the will of God for us to prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prosper, we understand that all the scripture work together. God wants us to prosper. God wants us to be in good health. God wants our soul to develop and mature and to grow. So we know we serve a good God. Because in Genesis, he developed everything, and he said it's good, and then he rested. Because he saw that when he made man, it was good. When he made the sun, it was good. When he made the moon, it was good. When he made the seasons and the days and the years and the earth and the water and the ocean and the sand, the fowls of the air, the sea and the ocean,
yes.
The, everything in the ocean, all the animals and the creeping things, God said is good. So we know that God wants us to have a good life. Jesus said the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus wants us to have a good life. The devil's trying to give us a bad life. I'm going to close with this. David committed a great sin against God. He took Bathsheba. He had a baby and child with her. Then put her husband in the front of the wall and killed her husband. God dealt with David by sending Nathan the prophet and giving this parable of a rich man with a lot of sheep, taking a one man, Louis, one sheep, and gave it to his friend. And David said, whoever did this is going to pay with their life and give this man back fourfold. And Nathan the prophet said, David, you're the man. You committed sin against God. You could have had anything you wanted from God, but you took somebody that was not yours. And David repented, as we read Psalm 51, he was remorseful. He said, a broken spirit you will not despise. A broken and contrite heart you cannot turn away from. But God did not remove the sword from David's house. God let his own children come against him. But even after David prayed, he laid on the dust and he would not eat. Because God said, the child that you had through this sin is going to die. David prayed. David believed God. David knew that God was a God that can turn it around. But on the seventh day, the child died. And David got up, washed his face, and ate and went on like nothing happened. And they said, wait a minute. When the child was sick unto death, you would not get up. We asked you to get up. We asked you to eat. You kept praying. You kept fasting. And you would not do anything. Now that the child is dead, you're going on, you're being the king again, you're having joy, you're laughing. What meaneth this? And David responded that, yes, God could have turned it around. But my prayer, God told me no. And people of God, we need to see what happened after that. After that, God gave him Solomon. After that, he went into Bathsheba again, and God gave him King Solomon that gave us Ecclesiastes, gave us the Songs of Solomon, gave us the Proverbs, most of them, and now lives are better because of King Solomon. David kept it moving. God gave him another child. God gave him joy again. David got his prayers answered. Not the ones that he wanted, but God gave him greater. God gave him better. God did not kill David because that was a penalty for what he did. God told Nathan, no, I'm going to spare his life. So when you and I pray, that's why he told me to pray the Lord's Prayer. That's why he said things according to his will. Because we still got to take pleasure no matter what happens. Father, I thank you for prayer tonight. I thank you that we are mature enough to understand that your will is good for us. That the will of God for us is yea and amen. Lord, I thank you for this prayer line tonight. I thank you for those who are faithful to prayer. I thank you for those who see the urgency and the importance of prayer, the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Lord, I don't know what they're standing in the need of, but you know what their prayer is concerned. You know what they're asking of you, God, in the name of Jesus. And right now, according to your will, I believe by faith right now that it's already done. Oh, glory be to God. Just like you healed me, just like you turned this sickness around, just like you took the cancer out of my body and removed it, just like you're keeping me, glory be to God, as I fully am home and fully recovering, oh, glory be to God. I thank you, Lord, for my energy being restored. I thank you, Lord, for my stamina and you restore my body. I thank you for my zeal and my fervor coming back. I thank you that the joy of the Lord is my strength. In the name of Jesus, when I was brought up like a little fetus, when I was in tremendous pain, when I was in and under tremendous torment, You kept me. You answered my prayer. So, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for the people of God that you would restore everything that the enemy took away. Many people are going through a financial whirlwind. They're going through financial troubles that these last two presidents could not turn this economy around. You're talking about 16 years of almost a recession, 16 years of people losing their jobs and their homes. But, God, we know that you're able. We thank you for the roof over our heads. We thank you for the clothes on our back. We thank you for the shoes on our feet. We thank you for the food that we have to eat. We thank you for the clothes that we have to wear. We thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and of a sound mind. No, our families are not perfect, but we thank you for our families. No, our marriages are not perfect, but we thank you for our marriages. No, we're sometimes not on the job or in the career of choice, but we thank you for the money, every dollar, every hundred, every thousand that you give us for provision. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we know, Lord, that things can be worse, but you're holding back the hand of the enemy from making things worse in our lives. You're holding back the devil, like in Job's life. You said you can't kill him, but you can make him sick. You can't kill him, but you can take all his money. You can't kill him, but you can torment his body. You can't kill him, but you can make his life hard. And you have a hedge of protection around us also. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I never saw myself getting cancer. I never saw this season of my life coming, but you allowed it. It was your will, Lord. You won't put on us more than what we can bear, but you will make a way of escape. I went through chemotherapy. I went through radiation. And glory be to God, you kept me strong. You kept me even during that time of therapy. But, Lord, I didn't know what was down the road. But prayer, I had a wife praying for me. I did not know I would face major setbacks. I did not know cancer would take me on a roller coaster ride. I did not know what I was facing because I went through chemo and therapy like it was almost a walk in the park. But God, you know all things. Oh, in the name of Jesus, you know what's waiting down the road for us. You know that our children need us as parents to pray for them because they're turning to liquor. They're turning to drugs. They're turning to ungodly relationships. But, oh, like Anthony Simmons, they have a mother that's praying for them. Yeah. Oh, I feel like running around this house right now. Before I met my wife, before I became a pastor, before I became a Christian, I had a praying mother. Yeah. When I was in the back of a police car, getting ready to get arrested and getting ready to have my first criminal record, I had a praying mother, and me and my friend got caught with the marijuana. We got caught ready to distribute, but God gave me a second chance. I was a straight-A student. I graduated in the top five of my graduating class. I was ready to go on to college, but I grew up in an environment that tried to suck me in. I grew up without a father, and the devil tried to make me another statistic. But God said, no, he going to preach. God said, no, he going to turn his life around. God said, no, he going to get his family members saved. God said, no, he going to be there for his mother and his siblings. And glory be to God, we had a mother that prayed for us when we was out in those streets. Me and my brothers got into trouble. Me and my sisters got into trouble. But we had a praying mother. And as we share our stories even today of what we did back in that day growing up in the city of North, oh, we had a praying mother because the grace of God was on her children. Oh, y'all better hear me. Don't y'all stop praying for your children. Don't you give up on that child. Don't you give up on those grandchildren. I know it don't look like nothing's getting through. I know it don't look like they're listening. I know it don't look like they're learning from their mistakes. But, oh, you better be that praying grandmother. You better be that praying mother. You better be that praying spouse, that praying husband, that praying wife. You better pray for your parents in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. Well, I see why you had me quoting the Lord's Prayer. Now I see why we have the confidence that if we pray according to your will, you hear us. Yes, God. So we have some people on this line that may be going through sickness and disease, and we bind that spirit up. As my wife is about to come, we have some people that have been impacted by this economy, and the collectors and the bill collectors and the threats are coming. But we bind that spirit up, and we speak money cometh. We speak prosperity. And as Pastor Rebecca comes, we bind up worry and fear. Trust God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We worship you. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. We glorify your name. We magnify your name, O God. Lord, you are worthy. We thank you for your word, which has gone forth, O God. We thank you, Lord, for using Pastor Anthony, Lord. Father God, to remind us, O God, that you are with us, O God. To remind us, O God, hallelujah, that it is your will, O God, being done on the earth realm, O God. So, Lord, we thank you for your will being done in the earth realm, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have already established your will since before the beginning of time, O God. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We thank you, Lord, that we are the beginning, Father God, of the first shoot, O God, through the blood of Jesus Christ, O God. And, Lord, the generations will follow us, O God.
Yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus over our seed, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children.
Yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus over our grandchildren, O God. We plead the blood of Jesus, O God, over everyone in our families, God. We put a hedge of protection around them, God. Even our college students, O God, as they are in college, our high school students, O God, our grammar and grade school students, O God. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. Lord, put a hedge of protection around them, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the families of the students that were in that classroom in Oregon, O God. We pray comfort and healing over their lives, God. We thank you, Lord, that those Christians, Father God, were able to stand and boldly declare that they do know you, O God, that they are saved, that they are Christians. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that to be absent from the body is to be present with you, O God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are, Father God, right? You're still King of Kings and Lord of Lords, O God.
Yes.
And no matter what the enemy does, O God, they shall not prevail. No matter what the enemy does, it shall not prevail.
Yes.
He shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail against your church, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for Pastor Anthony, God, reminding us that it is your will, God. And we are, Father God, pursuing your will on tonight, God.
Yes.
Not our will, but let your will be done. Lord, take away any from us that is not like you, oh God. Lord, take away a selfish attitude. Take away a mean spirit, oh God. Take away the spirit of fear, oh God. Take away low self-esteem, God. Take away, Lord, overindulgence, oh God. Remove all vices, oh God, and sin, oh God, from our lives, God. Lord, we submit ourselves to you, oh God. We repent for our sins. We say, forgive us, Lord, for we have sinned against you, oh God, even in the little things, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will restore to us, oh God, a right spirit, oh God, with which to worship you, oh God. Lord, we humble ourselves. The word says that you need a humble, a contrite spirit, O God, a broken and a contrite spirit, O God. So, Lord, we come broken, O God. Lord, we come remorseful, O God. We are not proud, O God, for the times that we missed it, O God. Lord, we missed it in our marriages. We missed it with our children, God. We lost our temper, God. We missed it on the job. You have given us the power to be your witnesses, O God. And, Lord, we fall short, O God. Lord, raise us up, O God. Oh, raise us up, O God. Let us be spreading your word, saving souls, oh God, changing lives, Lord. Setting the captives free, God. Let the oil run, huh? Let it run, God. Let the oil run, God. Let the anointing be purified on our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, that we can stand and say, yes, we are Christians. And people can look upon our lives and say, I knew that because I see him all over you. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you that Christ is manifest all over us. That the Holy Spirit is manifest all over us. That the fruit of the Spirit is manifest all over us, God. Let us be kind. Let us be loving. Let us be long-suffering, oh God. Let us be patient. Let us be filled with faith, God. In the name of Jesus, let us be holy, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to walk like Jesus walked. Lord, we want to talk like Jesus talked. We want to manifest the power of Jesus. We want to share in the sufferings, oh God, and the power of the resurrection, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you on tonight for all who are being persecuted, God. Lord, in the colleges, on the streets, in their homes, oh God. So many are being persecuted because they want to receive you or because they have received Jesus. I said, praise the Lord and Savior. Lord, help us to stand in the face of persecution. Help us not to bow to any other God. Help us to stand, oh God. Help us not to bow to the God of money. Help us not to bow to the God of sickness. Help us not to bow to the God of fear. Help us not to bow to the God of the flesh, of sex, oh God. Help us not to bow to the God of poverty, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us not to bow to the God of self, oh God, glory, hallelujah, help us to move ourselves out of the way, God, take it away, God, burn it up, oh God, anything that's not like you, God, burn it up in the fire of your consuming fire, you are a consuming fire, so Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight, thank you for my husband, God. Thank you for the zeal in his life. Thank you for the fresh anointing, God. Thank you for saving his life, God. Thank you for healing his body. Thank you for touching his body. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for touching his body, God. Thank you, Lord. When the devil thought he had got him. When the devil death thought he had him. When the spirit of death thought he had my husband, God. You said, oh no. You rose up a standard against him. You said, oh no. That's my son. Oh no. That's my manservant. Oh no. That's the steward of my church. Oh no. I gotta still have use for him. I still have to use him. I still want lives to be saved through his testimony. I still have long life for him. I said, I made him a promise. I said, with long life will I satisfy him because he sets his delight on me. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
for being a promise keeper. Thank you, God, for never breaking your word.
Thank you,
God, for spending the years with Pastor Anthony. Thank you, Lord, that the worst is over. Thank you, Lord, that he went through those two major surgeries, God, that he went through the chemo, that he went through the radiation, and, Lord, to restore him, God, totally, that he has the victory, oh, God, through the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, he has the victory. Victory in Jesus, our Savior forever. He sought us and brought us with his redeeming blood. He loved us ever knew him, and all our praise and love is due him. He plunged us to victory beneath the cleansing flood, the flood of his blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life. We plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage. We plead the blood of Jesus over every sickness. We plead the blood of Jesus over every family. We plead the blood of Jesus over every financial situation, that we have victory in Jesus. We have victory through his blood. So God, we just thank you. We pray for our children. We pray for our grandchildren. We pray for the children and the grandchildren of every person on this line. And we thank you, Lord, for saving our children, for purging and cleansing and healing and sanctifying our children, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing our children, God. We thank you, Lord, for calling our children, God. We thank you for using our children for your glory, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for providing for our children, God. We thank you for protecting our children. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. We pray for those families of those young people, those people that were killed in Oregon. We mourn with them, oh God. We pray for the families of those who are being persecuted for your name's sake. We pray, Father God, for all who are suffering on tonight, God. We pray for those who are lost on tonight, God. We thank you for Mr. Earl, God. We thank you, Lord, for touching him on tonight, God. We thank you for touching Michael on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for touching Benita on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for touching, oh glory, hallelujah, Jackie on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for touching every person, oh God, that's standing in the need of healing, God.
Yes.
And we declare healing right now over every life. Every we pray for our children, save our loved ones, save those who are lost, save those who are listening tonight that don't know you. Save our families, God. We cover our families. We cover the President of the United States and his family, God. We cover, Father God, every man, woman, boy, and girl, oh God, that does not know you, God. And we Father God, pray for evangelists to go forth, God, ambassadors who will preach this gospel in the schools, in the job place, in the workplace, oh God, in the hospital, oh God, in the library, everywhere that our feet shall trod, in the supermarkets, oh God, let us go forth and tell somebody about Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for this prayer line. Continue to bless this prayer line, God. We just thank you for your anointing being released, God's anointing is being released on this prayer line, Pastor.
Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Healing is being released on this prayer line. My God, breakthrough is being released on this prayer line. My God, divine manifestation is being released on this prayer line. Oh, Nanamoko Shalali, A.K. Shalamama. Peace is being released tonight to your house. Joy is being released to your house. Bills are getting ready to be miraculously paid. Work is getting ready to be obtained. God is giving you favor with the employer. My God, God is healing marriages. God is restoring families. My God, the anointing is here. The anointing is here for deliverance, for breakthrough, for healing in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we consider it done according to your word, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Shabba akata. Roshile ikaba. Oh, glory be to God. I feel God all running through my body right now in the name of Jesus. We already see a hand raised, and we're going to start opening up the phone lines in the name of Jesus. We're going to get to every caller on tonight. Oh, there's something about the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. We thank God. Hallelujah. As Pastor prayed, I just felt the Holy Ghost because we play these songs sometimes. And James Fortune, in one of his songs, said there's an expiration date. And God gave me an expiration date to what I was going through during that phase of my process. And that's the word for somebody today, Pastor. You said breakthroughs on this line tonight.
Yes.
The Bible says, therefore, when we pray, we believe that we receive those things and don't doubt in our heart. We shall have what we pray.
Jesus.
You said it tonight. It's on this line.
It's on this line.
As you're praying,
I lifted up
my hands and I'm receiving. I'm receiving.
My God.
And I believe the people of God are receiving tonight. We're going to take these callers. Press 1 on your phone, a praise report, a prayer request, whatever God puts on your heart. If you press 1, we will get to you. And we're going to take this first caller coming from the area code of 908. We thank God for you on tonight. 908.
Praise the Lord. This is Jerinette.
Amen. To God be the glory, Sister Jerinette. Good to hear from you.
Same here. I'm glad that God has blessed you and all is well and healing is in your body.
Well, thank you for that.
Hallelujah.
I am cancer-free and nobody but God did it. And I thank God for his healing power.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you,
yes,
Jesus.
God.
We praise you, oh God. We worship you. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Jerinette. Amen. God bless you. Good to hear from you on tonight. Do you have a
thank
prayer
you,
request?
Yes, I just called in for prayer.
Amen. 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 Well, we're definitely going to lift you up in prayer.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus,
God,
we thank you for your daughter right now. Father, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
We know that your
thank
hand
you,
is
Jesus.
On her life.
Yes,
we know that favor
Hallelujah.
Resides on her.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it doesn't
thank
matter.
You,
glory
Jesus.
Be to God what it looks like.
Yes.
It doesn't change
Hallelujah.
What it is. You said
Hallelujah.
Your will would be done for her
thank
life.
You,
that you open doors
glory,
that no man
glory.
Can shut. That in the name
yes.
of Jesus, you won't put on her
Hallelujah.
More than what she can bear. You said
thank
no
you,
weapon,
Jesus.
No people,
Hallelujah.
No circumstance
yes, yes,
against
yes,
her
yes,
will
yes.
be able to prosper.
Yes,
so God,
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter the trouble. It doesn't matter the problem. It doesn't matter
Hallelujah.
The darkness. It does not
Hallelujah.
Matter the magnitude of what she's facing. God, we
thank
know
you.
That there is nothing too hard for you.
Hallelujah.
Is there
thank
anything
you.
Too hard for God? Absolutely
Hallelujah.
Not. So right now, according to your
thank
will,
you.
We know that you want her to prosper. We know that you want her to be in good health. And we know that
thank
you want her
Jesus.
Soul to prosper. So glory
Hallelujah.
Be to God. Right now,
Hallelujah.
Give her peace in her mind. Right
thank
now,
you,
give
Jesus.
A godly insight on how to move forward. Let your
thank
word
you,
be a lamp into
Hallelujah.
Her feet and a light into her pathway. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Holy Ghost, be the greater one on the inside of her
yes.
than he that
Hallelujah.
Is in this world. I thank you
thank
that if God be for her, who can be against
Hallelujah.
Her? What can separate her from the love of God?
Jesus.
Nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not
Hallelujah.
Sickness, not bills,
yes.
not debt,
thank
not
you,
threats.
Lord.
Nothing will be able to separate her from the
yes.
love of God. Because your
Hallelujah.
Word reminds
Hallelujah.
Her that all things work together for her
yes,
good.
God.
Because she
thank
loved
you,
the Lord. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus,
in the
spirit
of Jesus.
Of a good
Hallelujah.
Man and woman
yes,
are ordered
Hallelujah.
By the Lord. She is
thank
above
you.
And not beneath.
Yes.
She is the
yes.
head
Hallelujah.
And not the tail. She shall
thank
be the first and not the last.
Yes.
She shall
Hallelujah.
Be the lender and not the borrower.
Yes.
Because
thank
you are
you,
Alpha
Jesus.
And Omega. You are
yes.
the first and the last.
Yes.
You are
thank
the
you.
Beginning and the end. And you
Hallelujah.
Already determined
yes.
her end at the
thank
beginning.
You,
Hallelujah. You heard that. I pray you heard that.
Yes.
God
thank
has
you, Jesus.
Already determined your end
yes.
at the beginning.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
So you walk
yes.
through what you need to walk through.
Jesus.
You
Hallelujah.
Keep the faith. You fight the good fight of faith. You keep praying to God. You keep
yes.
praising God. You keep putting your faith and your trust and your belief in God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Because
Hallelujah.
God can do what man can't do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
We need people. Yes, we need natural resources, but God
Hallelujah.
Can give you a miracle. Oh,
Hallelujah.
I
thank
pray,
you,
I pray you hear the Holy Ghost on tonight.
Yes.
God is a miracle-working God.
Yes,
he can give
is.
You a miracle
Hallelujah.
In the area of money. He can give you a miracle and wipe out all your debt right away. He can give you a miracle and give you a place to dwell in. God can give you a miracle and give you the job of your dream. God can give you a miracle and get all your family relationships right. God can give you a miracle.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Don't give up on God.
Yes.
Because God has not given up on you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I pray that you be encouraged tonight.
Yes.
I pray that the joy of the Lord will be your strength.
God, thank you, Lord.
Weeping may endure for a night.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Coming in the morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every storm, has an expiration date.
Yes,
every
yes.
cloud, know that the sun is above that cloud. And the sun will shine again.
My God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So you keep the faith and you keep moving.
Yes, Lord.
You keep walking forward by faith. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for you, and we believe that all things are going to work for your good. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, call us again. We're going to continue to pray for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, you be encouraged. And we're looking for those praise reports to come back.
Amen. God bless you.
To God be the glory.
Yeah, and you know, even as Pastor was saying, I just heard God say, the best is yet to come.
Oh,
I don't know what you're going through. I don't know exactly what God is doing, but I just see God doing
your
something.
Best days are ahead of you.
He's doing a new thing in your life. It's a new
Hallelujah.
Thing.
Hallelujah.
God.
Great.
Yes. He's doing.
Hallelujah.
I just see God say, I'm doing a new thing. The
thank
best
you,
is yet to come. I just
Hallelujah.
Hear him say, you haven't seen anything yet. Things
Hallelujah.
Are. This
you,
is
Jesus.
Not even correct, but things are getting gooder and gooder.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Talked about
you,
the sun. He talked about the sun over the clouds, but the sun
yes.
is shining. The sun is shining.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God says, I have changed my mind about what I said about you. He has positioned you. I see you positioned for breakthrough. And see, sometimes
Hallelujah.
It's hard. You get the most
yes.
resistance at the point of breakthrough. Oh, oh.
Yes,
you get
yes.
the most
Hallelujah.
Resistance at the point of breakthrough. Hallelujah. So you just got to keep pressing through
yeah.
on your
yes.
way to your breakthrough. Press through the resistance. The spirit
Hallelujah.
Realm, I see resistance in the spirit realm, but your breakthrough
you,
is beyond that resistance. My God.
Thank
so
you,
continue
Jesus.
To
Hallelujah.
Press.
Thank
keep
you,
Hallelujah. God's opening
Hallelujah.
Doors for you. New job
yes.
opportunities are on the horizon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And what God has for you is for
thank
you. God, we
yes.
are here, God. God said,
thank
what
you,
I
Jesus.
Have for you is for
yes.
you. You haven't aborted anything. You haven't forfeited anything. I
Hallelujah.
Haven't changed my mind about what I said. What I have
Hallelujah.
For you is
thank
for you.
You.
So like Pastor
yes.
said, keep going. Stay encouraged, keep praising God,
Hallelujah.
And keep pressing through to your
thank
breakthrough, because the best is ahead of you.
Yes.
In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
but
Jesus.
We thank
Hallelujah.
God, and amen. We thank God, and you have a blessed
Hallelujah.
Good night. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. To God
amen.
Be the glory.
God bless
but we thank God
you.
For her,
Hallelujah.
And I believe she
thank
received that
you.
Word. Her ladder shall be greater. Her ladder shall be greater.
Hallelujah.
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 God be the glory. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, don't hold back your praise in this season. People of God, just open your mouth and let that praise out. Don't hold back because that your praise is going to break through that resistance that the devil has set up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we're going to keep praising God.
Thank
with this
you.
Next call, we're going to keep praising him. 678. 678, you're in the air.
Yes.
God,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I have this. I want to dedicate this song to all those that are calling for an angel, especially my son. And I also want to thank God for Pastor Anthony. I am so happy that
to hear your powerful prayers and to hear your voice on this prayer line, even though we heard you last week from the hospital, but you're on the prayer line at home. So thank God for that, and thank God for this powerful, the two powerful pastors, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony.
Amen.
But this is the way the song goes. Okay. I've run out of answers, I've run out of time. I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one sign. Help me, have mercy on me. Set my soul free. And let the bells of my heart ring. This is my cry, hey. And this is my plea. You see, I need an angel. I'm calling an angel. Send me an angel down. I need an angel. I'm calling an angel. Send me an angel down. I'm carrying a load that's too heavy for me. Don't know where to go, so I'm down on my knees. I'm trying to see the forest, but there's this one tree. Can't understand why I'm sinking so deep. Help me, help me. Won't you have mercy on me? Set my soul free and let the bells in my heart ring. This is my cry. This is my plea. Oh, I need an angel. I'm calling an angel. Send me an angel down. I need an angel. I'm calling an angel. Send me an angel down. Something inside of me telling me the morning will come. Sometimes it's hard to face the truth, so we run. God, if you care at all, please don't let me fall by the wayside. Please be my guide, won't you light my path? Take me, shake me, move me, change me, teach me, fill me, save me. Oh, I need an angel. Calling an angel. Send me an angel down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm requesting a prayer for my son, and I know that the devil's a liar, and I know that the devil tries to hold things back from you, but the devil is not going to take from me what is meant for me. What's meant for me is for me. And even though my son found a job a while ago, well, it so happens that he's without a job, but I know that God has something better in store for him. And I'm just praying to God and ask him to please open a door for him so to lift up his spirits, because his spirits are really down and he doesn't feel like hearing anything what I'm telling him. But I know that my prayers will be answered, and his And my prayers for him will be answered because, like you said, Pastor Anthony, a mother's prayer is very powerful. And I know that God is going to take care of him and will take care of anyone that needs help from him. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you have given me and for what you're ready to give me, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to say prayers for those people that are lost out there in the sea in that cargo ship, for the family in Oregon and the people in South Carolina with all that flood that's going on. I mean, they must be going through a rough time. We have nothing to complain about because there's a lot of people that are worse off than them, and we should be praying for those that need help. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Lord. And God bless Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
The
Hallelujah.
Send me an
Hallelujah.
God heard
Jesus.
That prayer,
yes,
even
Lord.
As you prayed
Thank
it,
you,
and
Jesus.
Song. The Lord
yes,
heard the
Lord.
Prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Send me an
Thank
angel.
You.
Send
Hallelujah.
My son an angel.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we
yes,
thank you for
Jesus.
Sister Maria.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you
thank
for
you.
Her son,
thank
oh, God,
thank
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank you, Lord, that
yes,
you have
Lord.
A head to protect
yes,
and allow him. And
yes,
like Pastor Anthony said, God,
yes,
you hear
Jesus.
The prayers of the mother, oh
yes,
God,
Jesus.
And you
Hallelujah.
Honor her, her prayers, oh
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Even if she intercedes on the behalf of her son,
thank
God,
you, Lord.
Lord, we thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Jesus.
That he,
thank
Father
you.
God, is under
Hallelujah.
Your divine protection.
Thank you,
even
Lord.
If he testified
thank
on last week, oh God,
yes,
that he
Lord.
Wants to get closer
yes,
to you
Lord.
And he wants to
yes,
walk
Jesus.
With you, oh God, and
yes,
he wants to
Lord.
Know more
Jesus.
About
yes,
you, God. We bind up the hands of
Thank you, Lord.
Right now,
yes,
off of
Lord.
His life, we come against
yes,
the plan of the devil.
Yes,
we
Lord,
declare that
you.
No weapon formed against this young
yes,
man
Lord,
can prosper. We declare that
prosper,
nothing
Lord.
Can
thank
stop
you, Jesus.
Him from knowing you.
You.
Nothing can stop
yes,
him from
Lord.
Serving you. Nothing
thank
can
you,
stop
Lord.
Him. So
thank
walking
you,
with
Jesus.
You, oh God. Lord,
Hallelujah.
You already know the plans you have for
thank
him.
You, Lord.
You have plans
thank
to prosper
you.
Him and not
yes,
to harm
Lord.
Him. Plans
yes,
to
Lord,
give him a hope and
yes,
a future.
Jesus.
Lord, we declare
thank
and decree
you,
tonight
thank
that he's
Jesus.
Working according to your will,
yes,
that he's
Lord.
Working according to your plan.
Yes,
and Lord, we speak hope to
yes,
him
Lord,
on tonight,
Hallelujah.
God. We
Hallelujah.
Seek encouragement on tonight, God.
Yes,
we seek,
Lord,
Father God,
you.
His spirit on tonight,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Lord, you said
yes,
it's the
Lord,
spirit of
you.
A man that would sustain him in the midst of his
yes,
infirmity,
Jesus.
Oh God. So, Lord,
thank
whatever
you,
he's
Lord.
Going through right now, God, we
yes,
speak
Lord.
Not to the flesh, but to the spirit, God. And
yes,
we ask
Lord.
That
you
will lift
you,
Maria's son up in the spirit
thank
realm, oh God.
You, Lord.
Touch
yes,
him right
Jesus.
Now,
thank
God. We know that the spirit is stronger
me,
than the flesh,
yes,
oh God.
Lord,
that the supernatural is stronger than the
yes,
natural.
Lord.
So, Lord,
yes,
reach to him right
you.
Now, even as we're praying,
yes,
God.
Lord,
supernaturally
to him,
touch him, God. Supernaturally
you.
Encourage him,
yes,
God.
Lord,
supernaturally give him joy.
Lord,
oh God.
Thank you,
give him peace,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Give him hope,
Hallelujah.
God. Give him courage,
Jesus.
Oh God. Give him, Father God, power,
Jesus.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Give him, Father God, the desire
Jesus.
To go forward, God. Let
yes,
him know
Lord.
That the best is
yes,
yet to come.
Jesus.
Let him know that
yes,
you have
Lord.
More
yes,
for him in
Jesus.
Store. That you have more
yes,
in store for him.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord,
thank
we just
you.
Ask that you open doors for this young man.
Open
we
doors,
ask, Father
Lord
God,
Jesus.
You give some
thank
favor.
You.
Even as he
yes,
goes forward
Lord.
To look for another job, even
yes,
as you gave
Jesus.
Him favor with the car, even as
yes,
you gave
Lord.
Him favor with the job in the
yes,
past,
Jesus.
Even as you
yes,
have given
Lord.
Him favor,
thank
God,
you.
Show him your hand. Show
yes,
Sister
Jesus.
Maria's son your hand,
yes,
God.
Lord, Jesus.
And Lord, we
yes,
just thank
Lord.
You Lord, for those
thank
in South Carolina.
You,
I thank you for my yes,
Lord.
Lord, God.
Yes,
I thank you for
Lord.
All who live in South Carolina, God, who
yes,
are in
Jesus.
This middle of this flood, God, that
yes,
you will
Lord.
Keep them safe, that you
yes,
will give
Jesus.
Them electricity,
thank
God,
you.
That you will give them food
thank
and
you.
Shelter, that you will
yes,
send your
Lord.
Angels, oh, glory, even
yes,
in the
Lord.
Midst of
send
that circumstance,
angels,
even in the midst of that environment, even in the midst of that community, oh, God, in
yes,
the state
Lord.
Of South Carolina, and that you will
yes,
send
Lord.
Angels, Father God, ministering
yes,
angels,
Jesus.
Oh, God,
yes,
to go
Lord.
And minister to those with flesh on
yes,
their hands
Lord.
And legs and feet and
yes,
finances
Jesus.
And
thank
resources
you.
To minister to those in need. So, Lord, we just thank you.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
You. Thank you for the prayers that
yes,
Sister Maria offered
thank
for my
you.
Husband and myself. Touch
yes,
her, God.
Lord.
Bless this woman
yes,
of God. Bless this
Hallelujah.
Mother. Bless
Hallelujah.
This servant of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
Bless her and bless her indeed.
Thank you.
Lord, she
Hallelujah.
Wants to know you. She wants to walk with you even the
yes,
more so.
Lord,
Lord thank you, Lord,
you,
for
Jesus.
Drawing her closer. Thank you for
yes,
giving
Lord.
Her strength,
thank
God.
You.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord.
That you're taking her from strength to strength.
Hallelujah.
And glory to glory.
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you for taking her
Hallelujah.
To newer heights, higher heights
yes,
in
Lord.
You, God. Thank you for
yes,
taking
Lord,
us to deeper
you.
Depth in you, God. Thank you,
yes,
Lord, for
Lord.
Doing, Father God, the, well, she didn't even expect that you
thank
were moving
you,
in
Jesus.
Her life, God.
Yes,
so, Lord,
Lord
we just pray
you.
For Sister Maria. Continue
thank
to,
you,
oh, continue
thank
to provide
you,
for her. Continue to make
Hallelujah.
A little out of your God. Continue
Hallelujah.
To give her resources. Continue
yes,
to send
Lord.
Money into her
yes,
home.
Jesus.
Continue
thank
to pour
you,
money
Jesus.
Into her house, God.
Yes,
continue
Lord,
to
thank you. Thank you, Lord.
God. Open doors
yes,
for her,
thank
God.
You.
And Lord, we just
thank
you,
Jesus.
That we
thank you, Lord.
There's no
yes,
good thing
Lord.
When you propose for her, God. Because
yes,
she
Lord,
loves
you.
She walks up right before
yes,
you.
Jesus.
So we thank
you
for
Jesus.
Sister Maria. Thank you
yes,
for her
Lord.
Son. Thank you for
thank
her
you,
household.
Thank
you for her life that she lives before you, God.
Yes,
thank you for
Lord.
Her testimony. Thank you for
yes,
those
Jesus.
That she's born to the kingdom because of how she walks, God.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Lord. Thank
bless
you.
Her.
Yes, Lord.
In
Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank
amen.
God for her on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man. She sang that song, Send Me an Angel. I need an angel.
Hallelujah.
Send me an angel down. And that blessed me because... It's amazing.
God.
We all need a guardian angel and a host of angels watching over us.
Yes,
area code 270-270. You're on the air. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless the both of you and each and every individual on this powerful prayer line this evening.
Yes,
I thank God for another night to lift up the name of Jesus and praise him
yes,
for who he is. Praising him for his precious and powerful prayers that he directed you to
yes.
pray, brother. And I thank God
yes.
for the bloodshed of Jesus. Thank God for
Jesus.
Allowing the Holy Spirit to direct Pastor Rebecca Woo. In the manner to praise God for the blood
Jesus.
Because we know there is power in prayer. And I thank God for allowing me to receive that testimony that you gave, praying God's word, the model prayer. And we know that prayer that we pray is the relationship, the conversation that we have with God. And this morning, my wife and I, we was in a Bible study, and it was all about the power in praying God's word, which he directed you to do, Pastor, as you already know, the power in his word and praying God's word, which releases
yes.
the spiritual realms of heaven to open up and dispense and release the finished works of
Jesus.
Christ Jesus, giving the heavenly places permission to open up and release what we pray in the word. And I thank God for the bloodshed of Jesus that covers us. And, oh, boy, I just thank God. It just makes my heart
Woo!
Happy when I know it had to be the birth of Christ for us to receive the blood of Christ. And I just want to thank God for each and every one of you on this line tonight. I know it is power
yes.
in the blood, and it's also power in the prayer, because we know nothing is done without prayer. And we pray
yes.
without ceasing, and we also
yes.
pray with expectation,
thank
and we
you,
thank
Lord.
God for answering our prayers. He is so
Woo!
Faithful, and I just want to commend you, Father, for healing your child, Anthony Simmons. Oh,
yes.
Lord, I thank you for hearing
yes,
the strength
Lord.
That you have reestablished in his body. And I thank you, Father, they are going to a different level with you. Well, what you just done for this family, Father, I can just hear it in their voice, the excitement that they possess because of who you are. Whatever the enemy throws at them, they have no
yes.
fear because they serve a God that has all power. And I'm just, my heart is elated knowing what you are doing with them, Father. And I want to thank you for that song coming from Sister Maria. Oh, Evangelist Maria. I need an angel, Father. I thank you for an angel, Father. And I thank you for those prayers being released, giving confirmation to Jerrynet, a job God has already given you. Rejoice and receive from on high. He rules and reigns. He has all things. All you have to do is believe and act. He knows what you stand in need of, but it's a must that we pray. And I just want to thank God once again for allowing me to be with y'all tonight just to enjoy and share with the unified body of Christ. Amen and amen. Thank God for the both of you. And I just continue to pray and plead the blood of Jesus over you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, and over New Creation Christian Ministries. And I continue to plead the word from Ephesians 6 and 10 through about the 16th verse, putting on that full armor of God for the body of Christ right there at Hillside, New Jersey, and each and every individual on this prayer line, because we know to put on the full armor, meaning putting on the word, speaking the word like he taught and told you to pray the word. Speak the word in each and every circumstance in our life. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to lift me up as I do y'all, brother. I love the both of you and everybody on this prayer line. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, to God be the glory, brother, Minister Jamal. We're going to continue to lift you up as you continue to lift us up in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father, we thank you for this powerful man of God, him and his wife being a powerful couple in the earth realm in the name of Jesus. You said, hallelujah, two are better than one, because glory be to God, they got each other back. So I thank you for his ministry. I thank you that the word of the Lord is fresh in his mouth. I thank you for the revelations that you continue to give him through your Logos word in the name of Jesus. Thank you for his prophetic utterances. Glory be to God. I thank you that prophecy is in his mouth in the name of Jesus. So continue to use Brother Jamal to declare your word in the earth realm. You said he is the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And he has not lost his saltiness. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Let your light so shine, my brother, that men will glorify your Father which art in heaven. And I know you're walking the walk and talking the talk, because faith without works is dead. And right now we lift it up before you, because ain't nobody mad but the devil, in the name of Jesus. So protect him, God. Keep his marriage strong. Thank God for his children and his grandchildren. Give him all the provisions and the resources that he needs for his livelihood and his ministry, in the name of Jesus. Open doors. Glory be to God. I thank you for favor.
Jesus.
Uncommon, unlimited, unmerited favor being on his life.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, the grace of God is made available to you, and the grace of God be upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And what is your wife? Is it Gail Elizabeth or Elizabeth Gail?
Gail Elizabeth, thank you, Jesus.
Gail Elizabeth, Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We thank you for Gail Elizabeth on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for this Proverbs 31 woman, oh God, who is standing by the side of her husband, oh Lord. And Lord, right now, Lord, I lift her up, oh God, and I pray for her, oh God, that you will cover her, oh God, and keep her, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what, Father God, she's walking through right now, even as she continues, Father God, to obey your word, Father God, as she continues, Father God, to stand by the side of her husband, she continues to be that Proverbs 31 woman, Lord. You know the trials that she faces just being a woman. So, Lord, right now, Father God, I ask, Father God, that you will bless her, that you will keep her, that you will, Father God, anoint her afresh and anew, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your rhema word, Father God, continue to come forth, Father God, to give her divine revelation, oh God, even for Father God, as she ministers to her household, oh God, in the name of Jesus, continue to equip her hands, oh God, bless everything that she puts her hands to, oh God, continue to open doors for her, God, continue, Father God, to give her witty ideas, oh God, continue, oh God, to manifest the giftings that you have put on the inside of her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for healing every broken area, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for the newness of life that's being manifested manifested in her and through her in this day, in these latter days, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you have declared that her latter days shall be greater than her former days, oh God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you have greater in store for her, oh God. And she, Father God, is a mother in Zion, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we bless you for, Father God, this woman of God and what you're doing in her life, oh God. Bless her marriage, bless her husband, bless her household, her children, oh God, the grandchildren, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Let every place that her foot trod, Father God, let her possess the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for multiplying blessings, Father God, upon this couple and upon their marriage and upon their ministry and upon their household. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
God bless you, brother Young. Hallelujah. I love you. Hallelujah. And Godspeed be to you and your family. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. God amen. Bless. Thank God for the both of you. Amen. Thank God. Y'all be blessed also. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
We thank God for him. He is a blessing to the body of Christ.
I'm excited.
Amen.
I'm excited in my spirit.
Amen.
About what God is doing in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
He says, behold, I do a new thing.
A new thing.
Can you not discern it?
Yes.
Can you not perceive it?
Amen.
Is it not attainable to you? We got to grab a hold of the new thing that God is doing in his life.
Amen.
In this earth realm. I'm going to take this next call, but I'm bubbling. Sister Lori on Sunday at our service, she said, Pastor, didn't you see the whirlwind? Did you see the whirlwind? And I said, what whirlwind, daughter? And she said, Pastor, the whirlwind, it was throughout the whole service. It came and it touched each and every one of us. It was over here, and it was over there, and it was over there. And even as I went to read the Elijah list on today, Sister Lori, I know you're there. Daughter, go and read the Elijah list today. And they talked about the whirlwind. He's talking, the prophet. I'm talking about the whirlwind of God's glory being made manifest in the earth. And for everybody under the sound of my voice, it is time out for the status quo. God says the whirlwind of his glory is being revealed. It's being revealed in the earth realm. It's time for us to manifest God's glory. We are glory carriers. And everywhere we go, we carry the spirit of God. And people have to know, when you stir up that spirit and when you allow that spirit to shine forth, people will come, and they will come, and they will bow down to the God in you. And they will say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? It's going to happen in the job. It's going to happen on the job. It's going to happen in your home. It's going to happen with your children who have been wayward. God says, I'm calling them back. I'm calling for my children, and you are going to be the vessel of salvation that I'm using to save souls and change lives. Amen. The whirlwind is being made manifest. In Jesus' name, the whirlwind of God's glory, amen, let it be made manifest through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, you're so on point. Jesus prayed in John 17 how I'm going to glorify the Father now that he's glorified the Son.
Jesus.
And you said we're glory carriers.
My God.
And everything in the New Testament believer, we're supposed to bring the glory of the Lord into
Jesus.
The earth realm. What a powerful prophetic
Jesus.
Word. Area code 813-813. We thank God for you tonight. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. And I thank God for you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. Rise and shine. We've got the glory, glory. Praise the Lord, children of the Lord. You have spoken. You have prayed for Ariella. You have prayed for Aaron. These are my grandchildren. You have prayed for Jared. And God is doing a lot of wonderful things with these children. You have prayed for Daniel. He had that rash, and you know God healed him from that. And I have Erica here tonight. Erica is 20 years old. She's going to college right now. She just moved out, and she has some roommates. So she's also working, and she's struggling, you know, going to school and working and trying to handle her finances. So I need a special prayer for her, pastors, please, for Erica, and I'll let her talk to you if you don't mind.
Yes, we would love. Yes, we are here.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Is it Erica?
Yes, this is Erica.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Hi, Erica.
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
We're great. So you're in school?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Well, we're going to pray for you, for God to bless you in school and to bless your finances as you continue to move forward. God's going to bless you this year. We want to pray for you to have a blessed year.
Okay, thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your daughter Erica to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as this young lady pursue her degree, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for higher education. Father God, I thank you for the aptitude and, Father God, the mindset to even comprehend in the name of Jesus all the subjects, all the textbooks, all the demands, Father God, of the credits and the schedule in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you open up her eyes of her understanding, God. Thank you for the right professors. Thank you for the right tutors. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Father God, for her intellect and her academia, Lord. In the name of Jesus, rising, glory be to God. I thank you that she would excel in every class. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for good grade A's and B's. We thank you for great curriculums, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, as she works and goes to school and have roommates, Lord, I thank you that she's doing many things and wearing many hats. And, Father God, had many demands on her young life. But, Lord, I know in the name of Jesus, according to your word, that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her. So, Lord, you have given her supernaturally the ability in the name of Jesus to make her future secure. I thank you in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you will make all things work together for her good. Thank you in the name of Jesus that she'll be able to pay the tuition. She'll be able in the name of Jesus, Lord, to do all the things that she needs to do to secure that degree and to get all the credits that she needs to graduate in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that her livelihood is secure. I thank you for her grandmother, her cousins, and her parents, and all those that love her and support her, even the friends that you would give her on campus and off campus, the study groups and the library time, all the resources that she needs with technology, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to make it happen. I know, God, that you're able, in the name of Jesus, even allowing her to graduate on time. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Allowing her to graduate on time as she goes to work, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give her the proper sleep, the proper nutrition. Father God, give her the ability, in the name of Jesus, to be full capacity, 100%, as the young people saying, 100. I thank you for Erica, Lord, and I know that even as she studies, Lord, even as she prays to you, as she goes and studies for these classes and this test, doing the exams and writing the papers, Lord, as she prays to you that you would give her comfort and peace and that you would give her the understanding that she needs to conquer and to master every subject in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that you give her peace.
Yes, God.
I thank you that you give her blessed assurance and that you would give her supernaturally the ability, Lord, to do all the things that she needs to do at this stage in her life, Lord, as she moves forward toward her destiny, as she moves forward toward her dreams, as she moves forward toward her goals, Lord, that she has set for her life, that you can do what man can do.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you for moving the heart of the professor to give her the help that she needs, move the hearts of her friends and colleagues to give her, Lord, the support that she needs. And I thank you for the family that will cheer her on and support her in the areas that she, Lord, need help in the name of Jesus. Even down at the bank, even, Lord, the student loan, even the financial department at the school, even the bursar office, even the admissions office, every aspect of college, Lord, working together for her good. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Erica.
Thank you. Yes.
Amen. Erica, you know, you're a very special young lady. You know, it's not by chance that you're on this prayer call tonight.
God has a great plan for your life, and he has a plan to bless you in many different ways and to prosper you. He has a plan for you to be successful and for you to go to the top. You know, the top is the top is within your reach. Like the pastor prayed, there's nothing that's impossible for you. I don't know how much you know about the Bible, but the Bible tells us that God loved us so much that he sent his own son to die so that we would have life and that we would have a better life and that we would have life forever with him. Have you heard that before?
Yes, I have.
Yes, yes. And, you know, and the Bible says if we believe that, then we are the sons and daughters of God. So I'm just going, you're 20 years old. So are you at a point where you believe that?
Yes, I do.
Amen. Well, that makes you a very special daughter of the Lord, a daughter of God. And the Bible also says that there's nothing that he will withhold from you. There's nothing that's impossible for you. And because you believe that, you've been given special abilities and a special power that when you feel like you can't do it, God steps in and he helps you out. So you're in a good place. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to continue to move forward. Know that everything that you set your mind to, you're going to be able to achieve. And even if you miss it, continue to persevere and never give up, never quit. Keep pressing forward towards that goal. You're going forward for greatness, and it might be hard now. You might be having some challenges now, you know, with your finances and certain things that you're going through, but you keep pressing, and you will reach your goal. We are praying for you tonight, and you keep praying for yourself, and we're going to keep praying for you, and we believe in you. You continue to believe in yourself, and we know that you're going to make it. We know that you're going to be successful and get that degree and do whatever it is that you dream of doing in life. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
So come back and see us again, okay? Anytime that you need prayer, we're here every single Tuesday. You know, you could just ask your grandma for the your grandmother for the number, and or if you're at her house, and you come back and see us again, okay? Just call us up and let us pray you through, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Erica, you're welcome. God bless you. Okay.
Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. I appreciate that. God bless you all. I've been praying for you continuously and for this prayer line, and I thank God for it. Today was not a good day for me. I just kind of felt like in a slump, but I know what that was all about. So I know God's there to pick me out. So I'm not going to let anybody snatch me away from the Lord. And he's got his hand on me. I know it. So.
Well, we're going to pray for you very quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Sister Miriam even recognizing the spiritual warfare that she may have faced today. But no weapon formed against her will prosper, for we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers in dark places, governing spirits in high places. But God, we know that your angels protect, we know that the power of God is greater than the power of the prince of this air. So right now, Lord, even as she went through the day which she needed to go through, she knows that the enemy, nobody mad but the devil, and the devil can't win. He's already defeated.
Amen.
He's already
That's
under
right,
his feet. The devil is already defeated. So I thank you that she got the victory. I thank you that Miriam is more than a conqueror. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she has already overcome this world. In Jesus' name. Her children are successful. Her grandchildren are successful. And she is successful. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You keep moving. To keep moving forward by faith in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank
you. We thank God for her tonight. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Well done, Grandma. God bless you.
Hallelujah. She is a blessing. And I believe we have one more caller tonight.
Amen.
We have one more caller in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Coming from this 551 area code.
Area code 551. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca.
everybody
yes,
on the
praise them. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. God is
yes.
good. Once again, just thanking God for another day. Thanking God for just allowing us all to be together again on this powerful, powerful prayer line. Thanking God that Pastor Anthony is back on the prayer line. Praise God. I'm so, so happy.
Yes.
I walk back and forth across the floor on Sunday. It just looks so good to my soul to see my pastor up there just rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. I was
yes.
just one happy camper. One happy camper. But I just wanted to let you know that I am on the prayer line, and I do hear you, Pastor, and I did hear you talk about the whirlwind, praise God. Because it sure
yes.
enough was a few of them in the house on Sunday, praise God. And I thank
Hallelujah.
God for the whirlwind, because God has been doing new things since that whirlwind. Even though we're in Tuesday, God has continued blessing. He's continued doing new things. Healing is going forth, and prosperity is going forth. Forgiveness is going forth. God
yes.
is just manifesting his spirit over and over again. But my heart is truly on Israel tonight, praise God. Just
yes.
looking towards Israel, asking everyone to keep their prayers towards Israel. God said the
yes.
last days we have to look towards Israel, praise God. My heart's
yes.
been very heavy for Israel. So I ask each and every one that we just give Israel a shout out to the Lord, ask God to do what he needs to do in these last days, and asking God to bless us as we continue to pray for Israel and love one another and be quick to forgive from the bottom of your heart. The whirlwind was real, amen. And I thank God
amen.
That he allowed me to see it, praise God. And I'm excited in my spirit tonight. My granddaughter got a little busy doing the prayer line, but I had to send her upstairs because I was just hearing God all through the prayer line. It's just a great thing to be on this prayer line tonight. And I love each and every one of you in Jesus' name.
Well, to God be the glory. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for Israel. And we're going to continue to pray. Father, we thank you for this, the Lord, even as that prophetic word came out of her mouth on Sunday for our ministry, our church. There is a whirlwind that's still whirling, and it's touching every life and every family. The goodness of God, yea and amen for us. So I thank you that every good and perfect gift is from above and is coming down for us. We can't have nothing unless we receive it from God. So I thank you, Lord, for Sister Lori, I thank you for this mother, this grandmother, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her children, God. Oh, glory be to God. Touch them, Lord, the Davis family, every one of them, in the name of Jesus. You know what they stand in the need of, God. I thank you for this Lori in this season, Father. You are raising her up. She is mature as a believer. I thank you for this future minister of your gospel
thank
in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
This prophetic seer, Lord, that you will continue to stir up the gift of God in her in the name of Jesus. Thank you that she serves her church well.
Yes.
I thank you for her commitment and faithfulness to New Creation Church on a weekly basis in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray for Israel. According to your word, Israel is already blessed. In the Middle East, there's so much going on, but the world
yes.
can see that that is a blessed nation. And you say
yes.
you won't repent. They're a chosen people. They're a chosen
yes.
generation. So we'll continue
yes.
to pray for them as you cover them in Jesus' name. We send your word and cover them. Glory be to God. And we pray for Oregon, those young college students that lost their lives. We pray for Charleston, South Carolina, during the natural flood. We pray for those that lost their lives. Thank you for keeping at law safe in the name of Jesus in the midst of the town that was surrounding her that flooded and those that lost electricity. We pray for these, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, you continue to put a roof over our heads. You continue to give us food to eat. You continue to make ways out of no way. So we pray for Lori, this grandmother, this mother, that you make a way out of no way. So, Lord, bless her indeed, and protect her in Jesus' name. And, Lord, before we go off the air, we lift up Sister Carmen. We lift up Sister May Thomas, these mothers, these grandmothers to you in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless these powerful women of God as they raise children and grandchildren. as like I said at the outset, I had a praying mother, a praying grandmother, and glory be to God. I see my niece and my nephews being covered by my mother's prayers. I see me and my siblings being covered by my mother's prayers. The power of a praying mother. Oh, that's a book me and my wife bought a long time ago. There's something about the power of a praying mother and grandmother and father and grandfather in Jesus' name. So, Lord, as we go off the end tonight and never leave in your presence, we lift up Lori and Mother Mae Thomas and Carmen and everybody on the prayer line, those who will listen to the archives, every mother, every grandmother, every father, every grandfather, every marriage, every person looking this way for prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say amen. Well, we love you, Sister Lori. We thank God for you. And you kiss the grandbaby and tell the kids hello. Amen.
Farewell.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
We're going to go off with James Fortune.
Love you. God bless you.
Pastor, do you have any comments, any announcements about the church?
Amen.
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 To God be the glory.
Amen. As we close out on today, we want to invite you to come and worship God with us. Listen, go to church on Sunday. Amen. Find yourself in the house of the Lord. We are located, for those of you in this area, at 1482 Maple Avenue. We're in Hillside, New Jersey, and our service begins at 12:30. We're looking to see Pastor Emily in the pulpit real soon. So either way, there's some powerful, powerful words being preached at that church. Listen, our website has been updated. Go to our website, nccmonline.org. Erica, I want you to write that down too, because Pastor Emily preached a sermon for Erica that she will be blessed by, Born to Win. Go to nccmonline.org, and you will be blessed by what you hear there. The sermon from Sunday is there. The sermon, there's a featured sermon on the sermon page. So go in there and look around and see what's happening on our website. This prayer line is there. The books that I've written, that Pastor and I have written, are there. We've written together 6 books. They are there. You can donate to the ministry through that website. So much is there, and we're going to be updating it on a weekly basis. I'm excited. Pastor and I are excited about what he's doing, what God is doing at New Creation Christian Ministries. So we love you all. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen.
Amen. That's NCCM, the initials of our church, New Creation Christian Ministries, nccmonline.org. And text that website to somebody and that webpage to somebody, and we thank God for each and every one of you. We're going to go off with James Fortune, I believe. Love you, and Godspeed be all, with all of you. We're going to continue to pray for you. Continue to pray for us. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. Oh, I believe, oh,
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you. About your future.